item in our regular business, and that's SB 704. We're going to begin as a subcommittee. Oh, we do have a quorum. Oh, we do have a quorum. So let's establish our quorum before we begin. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Here.
Laura, here. Bates? Bell? Bell, here. Hill? Hill, here. Leyva? Mendoza? Mendoza, here. Nielsen?
Thank you. We have a quorum. The first item in regular business and only item is SB 702 by Senator McGuire. Senator McGuire, please come forward. Floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. And I want to take a moment to say thank you to the chair as well for your incredible staff with the Appropriations Committee. Noted in the analysis, there is minor and absorbable costs since this is an extension of what we've seen since 1996. Mr. Chair, we'll tell you a little bit about Lake County. I do also appreciate Mr. Mendoza as Chair of Labor being able to see this bill and for his support as well. Almost 40% of all California pears shipped to the fresh market comes from one beautiful county, and that's the County of Lake, located in Northern California. Lake County pears are known as some of the best in the world. For generations, Lake County residents have worked the pear harvest to ensure those sweet and juicy delicacies can be delivered to store shelves across the nation and now, frankly, throughout the world. Asia has become one of the top markets for the California pear market. Working the pear harvest has become a badge of honor for many in Lake. Literally, three generations of family members have worked in the same packing plant over the summer. Pears are unique fruit. Unlike other tree crops, pears become ripe all at once and are highly perishable. This means during the peak of the harvest, Lake County has to mobilize to ensure their favorite fruit can be picked, packed, shipped, and stored in a very short window. Lake is a small county and has limited resources to be able to get the job done. For decades, young and old have come together to get the pears picked, packed into special boxes, and then chilled. They can be stored up to 3 months. Teenagers from throughout the county have worked in the pear packing plants, getting valuable working skills and training literally for a half century. Lake County's pear industry sees acute labor shortages, in particular during August of each year, and this is when harvest is at its peak. All pears are picked, usually within a 2 to 3 week window. The pear packing season lasts only 4 to 6 weeks. Additional shipments of pears are trucked in from Sacramento as well as Mendocino counties, and the pear industry competes with the other top industry in Lake County, and that's tourism, which means with both tourism and agriculture activity at its peak in the Lake summer months, labor is limited. In addition, we saw the third largest wildfire in California's history strike Lake County this year, the Valley Fire. And what we know is because of the construction jobs, the rebuilding 1,900 homes and businesses, there will be an even more significant shortage of labor. Currently, there is an exemption in state law that allows pear picking plants in rural Lake County to employ 16 and 17 year olds for up to 10 hours a day, 60 hours a week during peak harvest season. Again, 4 to 6 weeks in the late summer. This legislation clearly states that work cannot take place when school is in session. If school is in session, work permits cannot be issued. All work permits are processed through the Lake County Office of Education, and it's directly supervised by the school superintendent and overseen on the statewide level by the Office of the Labor Commissioner. This exemption originally was passed in '96. And has been unanimously extended ever since. The latest was a Chesser bill in 2011, which received unanimous support from both houses. The current exemption outlined in the Chesser bill is set to expire in 2017. SB 702 would simply extend the exemption for Lake County until January 2027 and maintain all of the stringent requirements for employers to receive the exemption. To ensure adequate oversight, 702 requires an additional report from the Labor Commissioner to be submitted to the legislature. All employers will be subject to annual audits to ensure compliance with state laws and to protect all Lake County workers. This bill provides Lake County teens with economic benefit along with valuable on-the-job training. And given the economic importance of the famous Lake County pear crop, 702 has broad local support, including the chair of the Board of Supervisors. The full board will be coming on support in the next week or so. Lake County Superintendent of Schools, who oversees the program, Brock Falkenberg, is in support. The Lake County Farm Bureau, California Women for Agriculture, Lake County Chapter, along with the statewide support from the Farm Bureau, as well as the California Fresh Fruit Association. Mr. Chair, thank you so much for the opportunity. I know you may have some questions. I would respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Witnesses in support.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Lauren Hajik on behalf of the California Fresh Fruit Association in strong support of this bill. We appreciate the senator's continued efforts to support this bill and Lake County while ensuring that minors are protected under this bill and that the agricultural industry and the pear industry can continue to thrive. So we ask for your aye vote today.
Thank you. Additional witnesses in support. Witnesses in opposition. Questions from committee. Oh, finance.
There's no finance.
Oh, no finance isn't here. There's a motion. There's a question by Senator Nielsen.
Oh, not a question. I just have to muse. As a young boy growing up, I think I never worked as few hours as 10. It didn't hurt me a bit. The point is, this is a good bill.
Thank you, Senator, very much.
Thank you. There is a motion. I just wanted to ask a couple questions and just make a couple comments. The reason why we wanted you to present today, you know, because the fact is that there is this issue of minors working in our fields. And I just wanted to make sure that we had assurance that this was a program that was supervised by the Department of Education. The last thing I wanted was any children missing school. I appreciate pears, I like them very much, and I appreciate the uniqueness of the pears in Lake County, but I just want to make sure that we didn't just solely relied on the labor of 16 and 17-year-olds when they should be in school and actually, you know, learning. And so not that picking crops isn't a learning lesson, because trust me, my dad reminded me every day, if I didn't go to school, I was going to end up in the fields. And so I think I just wanted to make the assurances because unfortunately there are minors working in our fields that do it during school hours and do it under very bad conditions. And so I just wanted the assurance of that. And thank you for answering my questions. I feel comfortable in supporting this bill and appreciate your staff time on this item. Senator Bell.
Well, just as somebody who's worked in the fields for 10 years, picking apricots and all that, I remember when I was a 11-year-old and somehow I got a work permit to work at that time. That was a long time ago. I don't think the statute of limitations has expired, but I was a young kid working in the orchards. And one time I worked with my grandfather and he had a small apricot orchard in Hollister. And he would go through the orchard and cut the apricots and just smell them. And then he would walk up and down the rows and then he'd say, the sugar's right, we pick tomorrow. So when the crop is ripe, you gotta pick it or else it rots. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of be cognizant of that. And I think this bill in Lake County, which is a kind of an isolated, it's really one of the more isolated agricultural areas in California. I know that quite well. That's where my great-grandmother and grandfather lived in Lower Lake. So I know that this is a very important thing, and I fully support these with the safety provisions and dealing with schools and the school and education issues. But I think it's very important that we allow young people to have an earning, because those families in Lake County are fairly poor, a lot of poverty in Lake County, and this really helps the families. Thank you.
Thank you. There is a motion on Senator McGuire's bill, SB 702. Secretary, please call the roll.
The motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell? Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva? Leyva, I. Mendoza.
Aye.
Mendoza, I. Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, I.
Seven to zero, that item is out. And again, thank you, Senator McGuire.
Thank you so much. And Mr. Chair, if I could just add less than 1 minute. The chair has been a champion for farm workers across the state, and I really appreciate the due diligence that you've had with this bill. And again, just want to assure the committee, and I thank you for the support. Superintendent of schools directly oversees only when school's not in session, and no teen will be actually in the orchards. It will just be in the pear packing plant. So as well. So again, Mr. Chair, thank you for all your work on
this.
Thank you. Thank you so much, committee.
Thank you. Members, now we're going to move to the suspense file. We'll try to go as fast as we can because we know some of you have to catch flights. So this is a suspense file portion of today's hearing. Before we begin, I'd like to make a few brief announcements about how we will proceed. As you all know, we will be moving quickly through the agenda. Pay close attention as we will be addressing the measures that will be up for a vote this morning. I will announce the author, the measure, and provide a brief description of any amendments to the measure. We started out with 23 bills on the suspense file. We have worked hard to scrutinize every measure on its merit and of its process and cut the cost where we could. Ultimately, we have 14 measures that will be heading to the Senate floor. I'd like to thank the senators, their staff, and my staff in appropriations for all their assistance. I'd also give again, a special thank you to my vice chair, who has been stellar, Senator Bates, and her fiscal staff for their amazing cooperation and collaboration. So we will work through the green sheet, and I will begin with Senator Anderson's SB 514, dealing with health benefits exchange. This bill will be amended only to prohibit the sharing of consumer information without consent. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
The motion is do pass as amended to the Senate floor. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell? Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. 7-0,
that measure heads to the floor. Next, we move to SB 6 by Senator Galjani. Measure dealing with parole compassionate release. That enters a do pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye.
7-0, that measure is out. Next, we're going to move to Senator Hill's items, AB 24, Pension Act of 2013. That's a do pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Lara?
Yeah, aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Not voting.
Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
5-0, that measure is out. Moving on to SB 512, Public Utilities Commission. Do pass recommendation to the Senate floor. Secretary, please call the roll.
Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye.
7-0, that measure is out. Next is Senator Hill's SB 661, Protection of Surface Installations. That's a do pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen? Nielsen, no. 6-1.
6-1, that measure is out. Next we have my bill, SB 247, Charter Buses. Do pass as amended to move safety provisions to the vehicle code. Secretary, please call the roll.
Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. 7-0,
that measure is out. Moving on to Senator Leno, SB 215, relating to Public Utilities Commission. That's a do pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye.
7-0, that measure is out. Moving on to Senator Leyva, SB 384, Veteran Housing Multifamily Units. It's a due pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates? Bates, aye. Bell? Bell, aye. Hill? Hill, aye. Leyva? Leyva, aye. Mendoza? Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
Six to zero, that measure is out. Moving on to Senator Liu, SB 527, relating to safe neighborhoods and school planning grants. That's a due pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
Voting.
Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
I'm sorry?
Nielsen, no.
5-1, that measure is out. The next item for Senator Liu is SB 547, Aging and Long-Term Care. Due pass as amended to delete requirement to implement the strategic plan and the requirement to maintain the website. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
Not voting.
Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza? Mendoza, aye. Nielsen? Nielsen, no.
5-1, that measure is out. Moving on to Senator Mendoza, SB 648, referral agencies. Due pass as amended per author to allow verbal consent, amend to shift licensing authority to the Department of Social Services. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
No.
Bates, no. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen? Nielsen, no.
5-2, that measure is out. Moving on to Senator Pan, workers' compensation. That's a due pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen? Nielsen, aye.
7-0, that item is out. Moving on to Senator Wieckowski, SB 680. Sales tax exemptions, motor vehicles. Due pass as amended per author to make clarifying changes. Amend to include a sunset of January 1, 2020. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
No.
Leyva, no. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye.
6-1, that measure is out. Moving on to Senator Wolk, SB 554, Delta Levy Maintenance. That's a due pass recommendation. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Aye.
Laura, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye.
7-0, that item is out. Members, that concludes our suspense file. And Senator Bell?
What's the status of SB 378?
378. That is, it was held.
So it's not going in.
You can always introduce a new bill.
It was held for what reason?
I'll talk to you after.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Nobody ever talked to me about that, so I'm interested.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah, I'd like to know. I mean,
thank you.
Nobody talked to me, so I was surprised.
Yeah.
That concludes our Appropriations Committee hearing. Thank you.